and welcome to Speak Honest. I am your host and certified relationship coach, Jennifer Noble. It has been my passion for over a decade to help women like you heal what's been holding you back from having the relationships you deserve. Are you struggling with a relationship where you can't seem to voice your emotions, needs, and boundaries without having it blow up in your face? Then you have found the right podcast, my friend. Get ready for practical tips, empowering truths, and honest conversations. Now, let's dive in. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Speak Honest. On today's episode, I really wanted to dive into a concept with you all. We've had a couple of really great coaching calls and a listener's question. So I wanted to get back into just having a conversation with you where we peel back the layers of how we connect and relate. Today, we're diving into a topic close to many of our hearts, the intricate balance between needing others and maintaining our individuality. This episode is all about the dance of dependency in relationships and how our attachment styles, let's not forget what they are, secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized, and how all of these affect this balance. I want to do a quick refresher on all of the attachment styles in case anyone here is still a new listener. And so again, I'm going to say them: secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized. Each brings its own flavor to how we view and engage in dependency and independence within our relationships. So for example, anxious individuals may lean heavily on their partners, craving this closeness that they just have like a desperate need for. While avoidance, on the other hand, they really guard their independence, sometimes at the expense of intimacy. And let's be real, it's probably a lot of times at the expense of intimacy. But recognizing our attachment style offers insights into our approach to dependency. Understanding the line between healthy dependency and codependency is crucial in relationships. So let's look at this a little bit closer. Healthy dependency embodies a balance where there's emotional support, trust, and mutual reliance, fostering growth and individual strength. I like to characterize this by really seeing that it's about mutual respect, meaning each person's needs and boundaries are acknowledged and valued. So there's kind of a symbiosis that's happening here with the dependency, where you're both kind of noticing the things that you need and you're able to ask for them, but you're also able to say no and feel safe in doing that. The interdependence here as well is where the partners rely on each other while still maintaining their own identity and independence. Interdependence is one of the most important things we can really find within a relationship. And it's hard to be able to understand when we have interdependence and when we have a hyper independence or even a codependence. And so that's just something that we're all going to be working on. But also lastly, in the healthy dependency area, having a supportive growth, meaning both individuals really encourage each other's personal development and growth. So what does this look like? Right? What would this look like in a securely attached relationship? This is going to look like partners are feeling comfortable depending on one another because there's a foundation built of trust and openness. They know that they're two wholes that are coming together, not two halves making a whole, or even worse, a quarter and three quarters and having someone complete them, right? The whole Jerry Maguire, you complete me thing. That's not exactly interdependence. It's a little bit more codependence when we say something like that. And in an insecure relationship, we can really see this happening a lot of times. So with the unhealthy dependency or codependency, as it's mostly called, this often arises from a place of insecurity and fear. You know, that fear, those wounds that come up with all of our attachment styles, the wounds of being not enough or unworthy, or that fear of being abandoned. All of these things can be really scary and cause this codependency. One of these ways is a loss of self. One or both partners sacrifice their own needs, desires, or identity to maintain the relationship. This happens a lot with people pleasers. This is something that happens when one partner gives so much of themselves to the other one. But then this is also how resentment can get built. This is when you'll hear, I did all of this for you and you can't even do this one thing. Well, that's kind of a loss of self. That's happening when you get enmeshed and you have a codependency happening. This happens a lot with anxiously attached individuals. But honestly, it happens a lot with avoidance as well, because an avoidant can sometimes give so much of themselves in the beginning of a relationship, and then immediately they just feel like they have a loss of self, and so they pull back really quickly. A big thing with the unhealthy dependency comes the fear of abandonment. And this is a big thing for anxious attachment folks. Anxiously attached folks really cling to their partner because this fear of abandonment just really elicits this massive somatic response inside their body. Any idea of distance puts them in an immediate fear mode because this means rejection or the end of the relationship. And in their bodies, this feels like death almost. And I know that seems really overreactive, but it is genuinely what they're feeling inside of themselves, which is why we need to give them grace and understanding when this is happening, and also still have boundaries and understand that it's okay to say no and it's okay to limit interactions. That's where the interdependence comes in. But on top of all of this, there's also an avoidance of intimacy. So on the flip side of the whole anxious thing, you get the avoidance or even the disorganized attachment that can cause a partner to pull away at the signs of closeness, mistaking independence for emotional detachment. So all of this stuff is really just an unhealthy dependency that's happening. So when we're transitioning from unhealthy patterns to healthier dynamics involving recognizing these signs, communicating openly about needs and boundaries, and sometimes seeking support from a coach or a therapist like myself, or if you have a therapist or even a best friend that can really help you through this, because it's about learning to value ourselves as much as we value the relationship. And it's about understanding that true connection thrives on honesty, respect, and the freedom to be oneself. Now, when we're trying to learn how to have this healthy dependency, we really need to find harmony between the two, between dependency and independence. And this is just a really big key to learning how to navigate this. It starts with self-awareness. Really knowing your attachment style and how it shapes your relationship needs is key here, okay? Open communication about boundaries and support is essential. Don't hesitate to seek guidance from a relationship coach, best friend, therapist, or anyone to navigate these challenges. And I know I've said this before, but I think it's really important to hear because a lot of people think they have to do this on their own. But that's not what this is about. That's going into that hyper-independence mode again. It's okay to ask for help. The aim is to create relationships where both partners feel valued and autonomous. First, I want to talk to the anxious folks out there. Interdependence does not mean losing your relationship. Allowing your partner to have their own friends, to have his own buddies, his own life, his own golf situation, or allowing your girlfriend to be able to go out with the girls or even with the guys and whoever it is that she's friends with. It's about allowing your partner to be who they truly are and accepting them for who they are. This is going to be key for you if you are anxiously attached. Learning how to let your partner be who they are. If you can do that, you're going to get to a really good level of interdependence with your partner. And now I want to talk to the avoidance out there. If you find yourself thinking that interdependence is taking away your freedom or your autonomy, then I just really, really want to challenge you and encourage you that embracing this doesn't mean losing ourselves. And listen, I know I've been there. I myself am disorganized, attached, and I do lean avoidant. So I know what it's like to feel when somebody's getting really close to you. But part of this just means we have to start weaving our lives with others in a way that supports mutual growth and fulfillment. And through understanding our attachment styles and actively working towards balance, we can actually strengthen our relationships, not just with other people, but actually even with our own sense of self. So to the anxiously attached folks, I want to encourage you that this will help strengthen your relationship. And to the avoidant folks, I really want to encourage you that this is actually going to help you strengthen your sense of self. And of course, to us disorganized folks, whichever way you're leaning in the day and whichever way the sun is shining or the wind is blowing, you can really get a lot out of the anxious and the avoidant tendencies that I've been talking about here today. Now, I want to ask you a question. How do you find balance in your relationships? How does your attachment style play into your approach to interdependence or codependency? I really want to hear from you, and I want to continue this conversation with you, especially if you're out there right now and this is really resonating with you and you want to get some more help on this. I would love to have you come on the podcast and chat about this. This is the kind of stuff that I live for. I want to hear the nuances of your question. Are you not sure about how you can live an interdependent life with your partner when you have all of these other things going on? Great. Bring that to me, and I want to unpack that with you. The insights that we find together might just be the light that someone else needed to navigate their own relationship dance. So that's why I really love doing this podcast, because I feel like it can help so many people, including you, including me, and including anyone else listening. As we bring today's exploration of dependency and relationships to a close, let's really reflect on the concept of relational dialectics. That's the idea that our relationships are a dynamic interplay of opposing tensions, like the desire for closeness versus the need for independence. These two combating needs are very normal to have in a relationship. The theory of relational dialectics has been around for a long time, and there's even more competing needs within that that we can dive into in future podcasts. But basically, navigating these tensions is at the heart of our journey. Whether you resonate with being secure or anxious, avoidant or disorganized, understanding these dialectics can illuminate the path to more fulfilling connections. It's about embracing the push and pull and finding the balance that allows for both togetherness and individuality. Healthy relationships thrive on this balance, where mutual support coexists with personal freedom. It's a dance of giving and taking, being there for each other while honoring our own needs and growth. Remember, it's through the ebbs and flows, the negotiation of these dialectical tensions, that we find deeper understanding of intimacy. Think about the dialectical tensions in your own relationships this week. How do you navigate the desire for connection with the need for personal space? If this episode or the idea of relational dialectics sparked any thought or stories you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with us on social media or through our website, and let's continue this fascinating conversation together. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Speak Honest. Your willingness to engage with the complexities of relationships inspires every discussion we do here. Until next time, may you find harmony in the dialectics of your relationships, embracing growth, authenticity, and the beautiful dance of connection. As we wrap up today's conversation, always remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. And it is an honor to be a part of your healing journey. If you want to dig deeper into the topics we covered today, be sure to head over to our show notes, where you can find all of the valuable information mentioned in today's episode right there. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe if you enjoyed today's podcast. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our podcast. Until next time, remember to speak up and speak honest.